Is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody?
Well, I tell you, I'd have to dislike a fella pretty bad, and he'd have to be kind of a radical for me to say that about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, a man who has a lot of money, but he just likes to hang on to it?
Tight one.
Tight one.
Yeah.
Well, what if you were to use the word common about a person? Say, old so-and-so is as common as he can be. What would you mean by that?
Well, he didn't put on or try to make like he was something that he wasn't. He was just a plain, everyday man. Mm-hmm. And what he said was right, and what he said, he meant it, mm-hmm. and it was that way. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say about that.
Well, say maybe a person who is about 95 years old, but he still does his own work and gets around real well. You might say, well, I don't care how old so-and-so is, he's still mighty.
Well, we say he's still quite a man or very active.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say, well, so-and-so's still mighty spry or something like that?
Well, active and spry means the same thing.
Or what about somebody who, let's say, if, you know, the children are out later than usual and the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
superstitious or a little uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my dad was 96, and he could stand up before, and he could touch the floor with the end of his fingers and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
Put his hands behind him, just flop his hand palms together such as that. He was active right up until his death.
Well, what about, say, a little child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say that he's
afraid of the dark, or he's afraid of boogers.
Have you ever heard children call other children who got scared real easily? Ever heard them call them anything in particular?
Yeah, old scaredy cat or old scary somebody or something like that.
What about if, say you had an aunt named Lizzie, you might say, well, there's not anything really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, except now and then she acts kind of...
Well, I didn't had a what now?
If you had an aunt.
Oh, an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had an Aunt Lizzie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what about this expression? You might say, well, there's really not anything wrong with Aunt Lizzie, except now and then she acts kind of...
Kind of quaint or peculiar.
Could you say maybe she acts kind of queer?
Yeah. Well, that's all.
Mm-hmm. What about a man who just makes up his mind, whether he's right or wrong, and just won't change it? You say he's mighty.
You say he's. Well, if it's on the other way, we're doing things, you'd call him energetic, but I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to say on this other. He's. Just a kind of a fanatic, or he don't care.
Would people call somebody like that stubborn?
Well, yeah, stubborn, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call him anything besides stubborn? Mule-headed or something like that?
Well, they're just set in their ways, or he's a sot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the granite and the marble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have no granite and marble here. But they got over there, but we got the crystals here, and you've heard it say Arkansas is the only state in the Union could live on its own resources.
Is there a...
It's got oil, gas, it's got everything except tropical fruits. We've got everything. It could live without any of the rest of the world at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Oh yeah, this expression. Say, you know, somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty.
Well, you say short-minded.